just a great all-around performance by them, and highlighted by freshman point guard Ashton Safransky, who joins us now. Pretty good game there, Ashton.
Yep.
You ended up tonight with 17 points, which led the team. You led the team in rebounds with 9, and just an amazing 8 steals and 5 assists tonight. When it comes to steals, I know since we started watching you play in high school, you have been a thief all over the court. Was there something specific tonight that led you to be able to steal the ball that many times? Because there was one possession we had a steal and a layup and then a steal on an inbounds pass. I mean, what are you seeing out there?
I honestly just feel like once I get one, like, I get going and get the confidence and, like, know that after I get one, I just know that I can get another. So I feel like just carrying it over.
Do you think teams are not paying attention after you've you guys have made a bucket and you get that inbound steal? Because it seems like you've done that more often than others. So is there something you can see on a defender or on an opponent that allows you to go and get those?
I feel like just reading, like, if they look lackadaisical, I know I can go steal that pass. And, yeah, just reading the inbounder.
Last weekend, you guys had a great upset against Mankato. You pull off the win tonight. Now you're headed down to Sioux Falls for a Saturday afternoon matchup against Southwest Minnesota State. What do you think about a rematch with Southwest? Because obviously you guys got beat by them down in Marshall, but this team is playing much better basketball right now, and you get a second chance at them. What's it going to take to get a win, and what do you think about that matchup against them?
I think just showing up to play, like, we've shown that we can beat good teams, and we've also lost to, like, not as good of teams. So showing up to play and doing what we do best.
All right.
You were able to have 12 steals as a team, go in transition. You ended up with 22 points off of turnovers. Where was the emphasis for your squad tonight in making sure Wayne State was uncomfortable for 40 minutes?
The first time we played them, I was off the point guard quite a bit. And we switched the game plan where I was pressuring her a little bit more, and I feel like that just kind of carried into then causing them to turn the ball over because of that pressure.
What would you want to say about this hometown crowd tonight? I thought they were electric. The whiteout with the student section. One final time at home this season. I think they did a pretty darn good job. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's so amazing to have such a supportive group of people around us. Like, all the student athletes, all the parents that come for our games, it's really special.
All right, well, you know, Saturday afternoon, Southwest Minnesota State down in Sioux Falls, the Pentagon. Congratulations on the win, Ashton, and we'll see you this weekend. Go
Thank
enjoy
you.
This.
Thank you.